Welcome back. You're with the News at One. A former scout leader has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for 29 sexual offences he committed against 10 boys in Cork over a 22-year period. 72-year-old David Barry, with an address at Montrose Fairgrove Gardens in Bishopstown in Cork, pleaded guilty to the offences last April. He was sentenced today at Cork Circuit Criminal Court. Our correspondent Conor Kane was in court. Conor, give us the background to this case, please.
Justin, good afternoon. Well, David Barry, who will be 73 in the coming days, is a former scout troop leader in the Cork area and was in fact a commissioner for scouts in Cork for a 6-year period. Now, these offences all occurred during the 1980s, 1990s and 2000s, and there were 10 injured parties who came forward. And last December, David Barry was arrested at his home and brought to court and charged in the district court, and he was subsequently sent forward for trial to the circuit court. And in April, he pleaded guilty to 29 sexual assault or indecent assault or attempted sexual assault offences, and the case was put back until today for sentencing. Now, we heard today that all of the injured parties in this case, who were aged between 13 and 17 when the assaults were committed, came into contact with David Barry by way of their involvement with the Scouts, Scout movement in Cork City back in the 80s, 90s and 2000s. And David Barry lived alone in a 6-bedroom house after his marriage broke up in the mid-1980s. And on some occasions, after Scout training exercises or hikes, he would have some Scouts staying over either alone or in groups of maybe 1, 2 or 3 at his house after these scouting events. And in all of the cases, the abuse incidents happened when such sleepovers were taking place, mostly when the boys were sleeping in a bedroom, and on one occasion when a boy was sitting on a couch. And on some occasions, the court heard today, David Barry would have given them alcohol and also in some instances exposed them to pornography.
He was sentenced, Conor, to 5 years in prison. Was there any reaction from the victims in this case?
Well, there was a number of impact statements given by some of the victims in this case. Three of them were present in court to read out their own statements and detail the effect which the abuse had had on them. And one of them had his victim impact statement read out by Detective Garda Gary Duggan. One of the comments which we heard was that David Barry stole my youth and my innocence. Another said that my teenage years were robbed, and said that David Barry had used his position of power and trust to groom all of the boys that he had abused. Another boy, now a man obviously, all of these are now aged in their 30s and 40s, said that he had had enough of the relentless shame, guilt and fear that he had been carrying around since these incidents happened and wanted to move on. And David Barry was also described by one of them as the rotten apple of the community instead of being the pillar of the community, which many felt he was at the time when this was not known. And one of the men said he recently encountered David Barry in a coffee shop and immediately left, but then realised when he was outside that he himself had done nothing wrong and went back inside and ordered a coffee for himself.
All right, Conor Kane, thank you very much indeed for bringing us those details.